Hello.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, but you're like you're in a tunnel.
Can you hear me better now?
Not much.
All right. Is it better?
Yeah, that's better now.
Okay. Great. So are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you. Now, in your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Biggest issue is the dumb Democrats and the way they're running it.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, based on your opinion?
I didn't hear all of that.
No problem. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
All right, no problem. And in your opinion, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I don't know how to answer that either.
All right, no problem. Now, let me ask you the next one. So using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The agriculture and farming, would you say is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. What about medical manufacturing? Same
answer. I really don't know.
All right. What about electric utilities? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
You said electricity?
Electric utilities, correct.
I would say excellent.
All right. What about forest products? Is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. Refining, is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
And mining, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
All right. Thanks so much. Let me move on. Now, how would you rate, using again, excellent, good, just fair, poor, the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. How well they're doing on pretty much managing forests and natural resources. Would you say excellent, good, just fair?
Yeah,
or
I would say excellent.
All right. What about environmental groups? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. What about forest and timber industries? How would you rate them?
I would say excellent.
All right. What about county land departments?
I didn't understand that.
The county land departments.
I have no idea what that is.
No problem. And what about U.S. Forest Service?
I would say excellent.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me move on. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
I would say very.
All right. Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
I would say very.
Very significant. Okay, thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I would say same as harvested.
All right, thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forests today than in the 1970s?
Yes, I guess I would say there's less.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I would say yes.
All right, thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Well, I would say it has negative impact.
All right, thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I would say no.
All right, thank you. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area or not?
I would say no.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Planting them on the designated areas, is that what you said?
Exactly, pretty much so. In the same, like, forest land, pretty much. To have a designated area for planting and harvesting?
Probably not. No.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Well, if they can do it, yeah.
All right, thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
To cut down the trees and use them for fuel?
The whole tree is correct. The whole tree is harvested.
No, I don't think so.
Thanks for sharing. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Not recently, no.
All right, thank you. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Thanks for sharing. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component to the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I would say significant.
Significant, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of a state tax dollar to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
That was a mouthful. I would say no, but we're so far behind in training people to do the kinds of jobs that require manual labor, and we've become such a lazy, incompetent society that I don't think spending tax dollars is going to help.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, the state of Wisconsin, is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Would you support or oppose?
I guess I wouldn't support it because I think we ought to see how Wisconsin's turns out first.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you either support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Here's the first one. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that part of the program?
I didn't understand the question.
No problem. So let me go back. So I'm going to read like a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that? State funding of the program.
Okay, so that would be like training somebody to be a farmer or work on a farm? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, like training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills, pretty much.
Well, I don't think so. I've got a neighbor who has four boys, and he does his own training, and anybody he hires. So I think for the government to get involved in it is asinine.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Now, the next one is increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Your questions are so
so pretty much if you
long-winded and confusing. Give me a short version.
That's pretty much increase the number of the people that you will be working with on those specific places, on the forest places, in the forest industry, and to include people like urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. That's pretty much if you support or oppose that.
Well, I guess I would oppose it. I don't really know what you said, but...
No problem. Now, the other part is work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support that program, funding for that part of the program?
No. The government better keep their nose out of all that kind of stuff. I think the next questions you're going to answer is the same way. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They've never held a job down. And we get involved, and it's just about a bunch of money down the drain.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for sharing. Now, the last part of this question. So, would you support or oppose getting to school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunity that forestry worker jobs provide? Would you support or oppose that?
Well, I mean, if you're just telling them what's available, that would be fine.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. So what is the highest level of education you have completed?
12th grade.
All right. Thank you. What is your age? Is it 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or
83.
All right. Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
I guess I would say it's a small town.
Small town, thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000? Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Stop me when I get to the right one. Retired, home,
retired.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thanks so much. All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here and hope you have a good night, Mom. Thanks again.
Got an earful, didn't you?
Thank you, man. Have a good one.